Okay, so I feel like this is very newsworthy. Somebody on my Facebook page showed me this video. I actually had no idea that this was, I mean, I knew about the Third Temple, but I had no idea that they were this far along in the progression of it. But it's interesting. I'm going to play a video for you, and it may be a little long. This segment may go a little long, but it's important. Now, I want you to understand that there are Christians that are supporting and helping the building of the Third Temple. Now, who will dwell in that Third Temple? Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonder, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Now I want to play you this, and I want you to think about this, because this is unbelievable to me, okay?
Will be the judge.
The Mashiach
will be the judge, and not for what he sees, and not for what he hears, but what he smells.
You believe the Mashiach Ben David is coming to this temple?
Mashiach Ben David is very soon, and he is a Jew, and he is not Jesus. And if the Christians want to hold it, they can hold it. But we will never change our mind.
Okay, did you hear that? He said that Jesus is not the Messiah. Jesus is not the Messiah. And that if Christians want to hold that, that's fine. But that's not who they're waiting for. Who they're waiting for, they don't even realize, is that idol shepherd with his right eye out, that all-seeing one-eye idol shepherd in Zechariah that is going to come, the Antichrist. And listen how he talks about how that's going to unite the whole world.
We prefer to go back to Auschwitz and not to change our religion. This is the main thing. We are loyal.
What would happen to Christians who refuse this Messiah and hold on to Jesus?
Is that what we say? We would say, I don't know, I'm not the Messiah.
So yeah, what we've got here is this new Sanhedrin and the dedication of the Third Temple altar, which is unbelievable to see. We thought this was fake news, friends. We didn't realize this was even real news. We thought it was one of those weird articles on the internet. But it turns out, 10:30 a.m. this morning in Jerusalem, we actually have a dedication ritual for the altar, sacrificial altar of the Third Temple, the day after Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication. We have this dedication ceremony by the new Sanhedrin.
Building the Third Temple, then everybody will prosper, because this is what the temple is for the whole world.
So you think that there could be some union between all the religions as part of this?
Absolutely. We already have unity, but everybody's afraid from the terrorists. So this is our job, to unify everybody, to worship the only true living God in the Third Temple with all the nations that will worship God.
Okay, so you just heard what he said. I'm not done yet, but you just heard what he said, okay, that he believes that all the nations are going to worship. And listen, after the millennium, I fully believe that when God restores all things, when God lays down his rule, when Jesus Christ comes, You know, that's going to make a difference. Obviously, he's going to rule and reign, okay? And things are going to be different, right? And then Satan will be loose to tempt the nations, and those are going to be a lot. But we're not going to talk about that right now. But the point is, listen to what the Bible says here. It says, let no man deceive you by any means. It says that this man who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, that's the temple that they're talking about. They don't realize it because they're deceived. All right? You shouldn't hate these people and wish doom and gloom on them and wish that fire come down from heaven and consume these people. There's some really unnatural hate for Jews out there. Shame on you if you feel that way. You ought to get right with God. The Bible says love your enemies. It doesn't say hate them and wish evil upon them. No, you pray for these deceived souls that are deceived by Satan. These are precious souls that Jesus died for. You shouldn't wish ill upon them. They're deceived by the Antichrist spirit. They need to be preached the gospel to, but they don't need to be supported by Christians to build a temple. No, we know the temple that we have. What does the Bible say about that? You know, the Bible says we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. There's a difference. There's a difference in our altar and their altar. Understand that. There's a vast difference. This is the deceit of that one world spirit. All the religions are going to come together. That's not good. That's not good at all. We don't want all the religions coming together.
So the rededication of the second temple took place after the Maccabean War, which is what Hanukkah is celebrating. So we've got the dedication of the third temple at the end of Hanukkah here. You know, it's pretty symbolic what we're seeing. Very, very interesting to see such a bold statement here in Jerusalem. So we're witnessing here a dedication of the sacrificial altar for the third temple.
ואז הממונה אומר להם הצביעו כל אחד מוציא או אצבע אחת או שתיים ולא מוציאים את האגודה הממונה נוטל מצנפת מעל ראשו של אחד מהם ומיד מצבירו וכעת מתחיל למנות ממנו עד שישלים את המספר שהסכימו עליו שימו לב, הוא סופר את האצבעות שכל אחד הוציא, ואת האחד מהכהנים המבוגרים. כעת ניגש לתרומת הדבן.
Temple of the Holy Spirit, our body. Yeah. So this, you know, when you've got Christians funding, some Christians funding this third temple, it's just like, this is not going in a good direction, is it?
I think a lot of people believe that when this temple is built, either the Messiah will help build it, or he will come after it's built. And so they're still expecting that Messiah. If we're funding it, and we believe that the Messiah already came, we're kind of feeding into that same lie.
Well, the Antichrist, potentially.
Yeah, the abomination of desolation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. This is not, you know, the fact that they're actually doing an offering by the looks of it. Mm-hmm. This is not some silly little thing. This is
a big deal.
They're serious about this, you know.
I believe that this is a symbol of those sacrifices that are going to be happening in the third temple.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's.
So think about that for a second now. What they're stating here, very plainly, these guys, and I don't agree with everything that these people say or anything like that, I'm just, you know, but here's the thing that's amazing here. They are admitting, they're saying that, hey, look, man, these guys are bringing on the Antichrist, and I've always maintained this position, that people that support this temple being built are supporting the destruction of these people. because the Antichrist is going to murder these people. Once they turn and once they start to believe, once he sits in the temple of God saying he is God and that abomination make it desolate, all hell's going to break loose and a remnant of them are going to run. They're going to hide. And there's going to be a destruction on these people. And they are deceived people. And yes, they're wicked. And they're wicked as hell. Just like America's wicked as hell. Okay? Now, I'm not like Tex Mars. I don't believe they're the top of the food chain. The Bible says very clearly that the Jewish people said, we have no king but Caesar. And the Bible says this is the time of the Gentiles. And I believe Rome runs this whole show. I believe that the edict that Trump just signed for a crusade to root out anybody that's killing Christians, in quotes I said that, Christians, which I think they're Catholics, but and all these Catholic bishops and all these other people are supporting this, you know, I'll have to get verification on that, but someone just recently told me about that. But here's the thing. It's all leading down to that one little tiny piece of dirt. One preacher called it the deadliest piece of dirt. And that is where it's going to. That's where it's all headed for. I want you to think about that as you listen to this video. Think about the fact that it's all culminating down there. And, you know, some professing Christians are going to be deceived by this Antichrist spirit. You know, they have this undue affection towards Israel because Jesus came from there. And they are deceived by a religious spirit. You know, and you follow the Bible. Yes, we're to love the Jewish people. We're to love those people. You're to love your enemies. If you don't love your enemies, you're not right with God. You have to love your enemies. And if your heart gets hardened towards people that are deceived, then how much love do you have in your heart for people? How's God ever going to use you to reach anybody if that's your heart for people? God won't use you for that. You just look like you're spewing hate and anger and vitriol against people. No. You need to show them that they're lost. You need to continue to preach and pray. And yes, tell the truth against the Antichrist spirit. But they're not the enemy. It's the spirit behind it. The spirit of Antichrist that is the enemy. And Satan's masterful trick is to get you to focus. Don't turn into a Haman.
Crazy times, my friends.
It is. Very crazy times. But we need to continue to have, you know, the Jewish people in our prayers and just ask the Lord for a revelation and guidance on how to show them that Yeshua came, Yeshua paid for their sins upon that cross, but they need to accept that.
Right.
And so I'm no better than anyone else. It is only by the grace of the Lord that I'm able to be here and have the knowledge of Yeshua.
Would you say it's more of a one-world temple for the whole world?
It will not be never one religion. Okay. Between nations.
Okay.
And the nations are like gemstones, very precious.
Okay, so maybe the United Nations will work with you on this.
Maybe, okay. We hope that they will change their way. But what we say to the nations, if you want to the real law, the pure law, the justice, the mercy, the peace, you must follow the Bible.
You think we're in the time it's almost here, the third temple?
Yes, absolutely. Many Muslims, I'm talking about the high, rank or hierarchy in the Muslim religious, came to us and ask us, please build a temple. Why? Because a temple is for everybody. It's for the whole nations to prosper and thrive. So they came to us and asked, please build a temple. Now, the problem is with the radicals. The new world without any, negative and forbidden feelings, like hatred, like revenge, like it will be only loving, appreciation, honoring. So this will be a new world, but not all order. It will be a new world, holistic way, the way God wants it.
Okay, now, Did you hear that? He's talking about a new world order. He's not an order, but a holistic. Well, you know, one Jewish man said they need to follow the Bible, and I agree with him. They need to, but they don't need to have their right eye out. The right eye, the New Testament. They need to be able to see that. You know, the Old Testament on the left, the right eye on the right. The New Testament on the right, they need to see that. They need to see that Jesus Christ already came. And I don't know what you're, who you're building a temple for, but it ain't Messiah. It's that false Messiah. It's that idol shepherd. It's that counterfeit Christ that is to come. And I have a balanced perspective of this. I believe according to the scriptures. I do believe that Israel will be restored. I do believe there will be 12 tribes over there. I reject Tex Mars and that, who I believe is a Knight of Malta, by the way, but I'll check into it. I reject those men and their hate for those Jewish people. At the same time, I do not worship the Jewish religion or Israel and think that Israel is perfect. No, Israel is wicked as hell, and we should follow Christ, and we should do what Paul did, and we should preach Christ like Paul did, and we should pray for those people to be saved like Paul did. We should not turn into these hateful Jewish mongers either. We shouldn't do that. That's not what we're called to do as Christians. Not at all. But this temple, what he says, oh, it's going to be based on love. Well, love for what? Love and truth go hand in hand. If you have love, you have truth. If you have truth, you have love. See what I mean? If I love God, I love my fellow man. If I love God according to the way that God commanded, then guess what? I'm going to love my fellow man. That's the way that works. It can't work any other way.
So there seems to be some links with this to the Laodicean church, this whole thing, you know, with Christians funding it and pushing the idea that this needs to be done. There seems to be some links with the NAR, Dominion Theology, the New Apostolic Reformation, and also cults like Hebrew Roots. There was a conference recently where they're pushing that this needs to be done for prophetic purposes, and this is in a church that is NAR linked. So, you see where all of this seems to be leading. Don't be deceived, folks. Remember, Jesus Christ is our sacrifice for sins. And if we're born again, he dwells in us. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Stephen was stoned to death for speaking this truth by those people who loved and revered the second temple made of stone. So remember that we are the temple, that we don't need another stone temple to make sacrifices for sins. You know, that this is actually seems to be leading towards the prophecy of the Antichrist standing in, you know, the abomination of desolation.
Okay, now think about this for a second too now. Okay, you have the rise of the Hebrew roots. I call it the Hebrew toots movement. They're always tooting their horn. But, you know, think about this. Those guys, the rise of those guys, you know, in the last 5 years. I mean, it's just been astronomical. You know, guys like Bill Schneblin wearing a dress and walking around the woods, peeking around corners of trees and taking pictures with his wife in the woods with his yarmulke on and his big long phylacteries and his robes and all the other stuff. And I'm sorry, if you want to dress like that, that's cool, okay? I don't care if you dress like that. I really don't. If you want to wear a robe, cool. But quit acting like you're a Jew. You know, quit acting like you're back in the Jewish temple and you talk like that and say that. I'm not making fun of their language. I'm making fun of people who think that they're somehow holier and that they're following the law and they're dragging people back into types and shadows. It's absolutely astronomically asinine to watch these guys do this. They don't keep the Sabbath. They don't follow the feast like that. They don't keep Passover. They don't keep any of those things. Like, they try to make you think they are holding on to the law and everything else. They are lying through their teeth, and all of that is a cover. Okay? All of that is a cover. People like that feel like they have to go the extra mile to prove to somebody that they're holier than the next guy. When all you need to do is serve the Lord Jesus Christ, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness. You don't have to dress up and play Jew for a day. You don't have to do that. God didn't make you like that. You know, when that council was met over all those things, they addressed those things and said, you know what? These things aren't necessary for Gentiles. They don't need to do this. And you don't need to do it either. And this Hebrew Roots movement it doesn't focus on the gospel. It doesn't focus on getting people saved. It focuses on rites and clothing and what not to do and what to do. That's not the spirit of the Word of God. No, that's the law. That's the letter of the law, not the spirit of the Lord. So, you know, think about that, and we'll keep listening here.
In the holy place. And what's more, they even claim now to have the red heifer, which is a news story that came out just a month or so ago, that they claim, the Temple Institute claim to have a red heifer. Time is short, folks. Time is short. And ultimately, this is all prophecy. It's all what we've been told in the Bible by the Lord. You know, all this prophecy is eventually leading to the revelation of Jesus Christ, who will return to this world, to the Mount of Olives, and rule as Messiah, as King of Kings, over the whole earth, and his kingdom will be now and forevermore.
It's serious because it is a rejection of the Messiah. When Yeshua came and he walked on the earth during the Last Supper, he said that this is the blood of the new covenant.
Yeah.
We go to Jeremiah 31:31, where the Lord said, I will make a new covenant with Israel, and I will write my commands on their hearts.
Yeah.
And so, just like in Exodus, when the Israelites were carrying around the tabernacle and the ark with the covenants inside, that tabernacle was made out of animal skin. And so, in this new covenant, the Lord said he would take his commands and write them on our inward parts, our hearts. And so just like that tabernacle in the wilderness was made of animal flesh, now the tabernacle is our flesh. And the ark is our hearts, and the commands are written inside. And so it's very important that when we come to revelation of that we realize that because of all this, because of that blood that was poured out by Jesus, that's able to happen.
So, you know, that was a good representation right there. That was a good presentation. I mean, think about this now. These people are building an altar. They want to start the animal sacrifices. What Christian would support animal sacrifices? When we know that the blood of goats and of bulls cannot, we know the perfect sacrifice that we have. You know, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do.
Remember, folks, that Jesus is the final sacrifice. He's the sacrifice for our sins. This is not leading anywhere good to the Christians that think that this is. It's leading to an abomination. Because Jesus is our sacrifice. We don't need any more. And our body is the temple. But our body is the temple where the Holy Spirit dwells. We don't need a temple made of stone. although this is part of prophecy and leading to the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, but this isn't what we follow. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel. He is the Lord, praise God, King of Kings, who died for our sins and rose again to defeat death. I pray that many Jewish people and many others across the world will not fall for this deception of the new age of Hellenized one world religion. And that many will turn to know the true Messiah. Well, I'm actually up here on the altar, folks, praising the Lord Jesus Christ for his sacrifice for our sins. Please don't wait until it's too late. Prophecy is coming to pass. The hour is late. Praise God. All glory to him. All glory to him. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for our sins.
So, there you have it. I mean, interesting, isn't it? How things have progressed and how fast things have developed in our lifetime. I'm 42 years old and you see it now. But I want you to understand something. The Bible foretold of this temple being built. And it talks about how the Antichrist is going to sit there. You have the Muslims that say, yeah, build the temple, man. You got the Pope. I don't think he's opposed to building that temple. All of these people, all of these religions want to see that temple. Because think a time of prosperity is coming is what they believe. And there will be. Because the Antichrist will bring that prosperity for a short time. And he'll come in with flatteries and bring all these religions together. The Tower of Babel back together again. Getting the band back together again. That's what they're doing. Listen, don't fall for this end times deception. Christians, you keep preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You warn the Jews that they need to be saved. Turn from their sins and trust the Messiah. Show them from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 53. Show them from the Psalms. Show them from the prophets. Show them from the Word of God, the Old Testament that points to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Show them how they can be born again and have their sins forgiven. Show them how the other things are types and shadows, and Jesus Christ is the substance. We pray that some people would wake up to this. And Christians, don't be a part of this deception. If you're a born-again believer, you ought to know better than to support this, where the Antichrist will sit and rule and reign from.